Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, we are now live and on air today. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. We are also joined today by our co-host, Reverend Lolita. How are you doing today?
Hey, I could not get the music on. What happened?
I'm not sure. Let me try and get it on here.
Well, it didn't let me do it, so there's something that you're going to have to show me on how to do it. But we got a caller that's waiting patiently.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and take the caller, and then we'll do a short music break.
Okay, thanks. Area code 561-672, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida. How are you?
I'm doing great, Lisa. How are you doing today?
Okay, I wanted to ask you, I broke up with a man about 2 weeks ago, and he keeps still calling me, and I did tell him that I met somebody else, which I have. I've been speaking to somebody on the phone. I haven't actually met him, but I just told him that I met somebody, so, you know, I didn't know, I don't even know why he's calling me. Is he looking to get back with me? Is he in a relationship with somebody? I mean, I don't, can you give me some insight on this guy?
Okay. Give me one moment and let me see what I can find out for you.
While you're doing that, Adam, can I talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, is this Lena or Lisa?
Lisa.
Okay. One thing that you're going to have to do is really put your foot down, because I think I've heard you before, and I really want to give you some advice. The more you think about it, the more you ask this question, the more it's going to manifest. It's your choice whether you want him to call at all, okay? And you're going to have to really start doing that. A lot of people can tell you answers at the end of the day, but if you met somebody, there's no reason why you're even asking about him. That's one thing. If you don't want him to call, then you have to put that vibration out. You actually spoke to my coworker, my mentor, the other day, and she gave you some very great advice. And I really, really think that you should really consider and listen to her, what she was saying. And I'm doing the same thing because I like you. I understand that you're going through a lot and everything. But at the end of the day, huh, you choose the life that you want to choose. It doesn't matter what he wants to do. Is it good for you? You have that decision to make. Nobody can tell you. You can call 20 intuitives. Adam can tell you he's the world. But you flip-flop back in your mind all day long. You choose to go this direction, hon. So you gotta really realize, do you want it or you don't want it? Do you really love yourself? And if you do, do you accept the behavior? And if you don't, you put it out there. You change that vibration. You're actually manifesting that. No one else can change that. Adam can sit there and tell you he can put a ring on this, whatever. But at the end of the day, if you're not connecting, you're not connecting, hon. It's all good. And you're not connecting with the right people because you're vibrationally not in the best place that you should be in. So, of course, you're going to attract people in your life that are not on the same level. So why don't you take that time to really, really do your own work so you can manifest a person that you want, but it starts from you. So really, you got to take a look at yourself and see where you're at. Clear your mind. Do your own homework. You can get on the phone and ask everybody every single day, hon, but that's not going to change anything at all. You've got to do your homework. No one else can do that for you, sweetie. You can't.
Okay.
And the more you ask that question, the more you're going to really put that in the forefront. So it doesn't matter if you do have somebody at the end of it, because you know what? That probably isn't going to work out because you're not in the best place. And ask yourself this question. Can you really even date yourself at this point? Would you date yourself? And you really need to be honest with yourself and ask that question tonight when you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've really, really listened to you. And sometimes I'm so glad that you called my show because, you know, you can't do it, hon. You can't do it anymore. You've got to really check yourself. You've got to. And you've got to start doing your homework. And if you don't, you're going to keep going on to these same patterns, hon.
Okay.
Well,
but Adam's
going to
answer your question for you, though.
Yes. To answer your question, and for what I was picking up on here, you will receive another communication from him. But honestly, sweetie, I really do feel like this relationship with him is over with. And I'm seeing that psychically because he is going to come back. He's going to show signs like he always does that he does want to make it work. But the real signs that he should be showing are not the ones that are going to come through. The only signs that he'll be showing is saying it and not doing it. Okay, like he's always done. He says it, but he never follows through. And honestly, this guy, he's not ready to love himself, so he cannot be fully ready to love you, okay? He really likes you. He's kind of smitten about you in a way, but he's also fearful. He's fearful of the unknown, okay? And, sweetie, it's not just that fear that's holding him back. It's that lack of love he has for himself. He keeps putting himself into situations that, you know, he knows are not good for him. He keeps surrounding himself with, you know, things that are going to hold him back. And this is not an energy that you want in your life as you're trying to progress, as you're trying to get better. So to be all honest, I don't like giving bad news. And this isn't necessarily bad news, but it could be considered that way. It's all about you focusing on being you right now, going out and living your life and becoming all that it is within you to become.
And you got to put yourself in that guy's shoes. It's not fair to him. Cause I'm pretty sure you don't want a man that keeps thinking about an ex-partner, do you? Would you want that?
What do you mean, keeps womanizing?
No, no. I want you to be realistic. The person that you said and all of a sudden that's appeared and you're talking to the phone, that's not fair to him. It's not fair to him. Because if you put yourself on the other shoes and if you were at the same place and you got a man that's in that same place that you are, it wouldn't be fair to you, right? So you've got to respect that person that you've encountered a relationship with just now. And you know what? Put all egos down. Be honest with yourself. Ask those questions and be respectable for that person you have encountered in your life because it's not fair to him, hon. It is not fair.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
I send you really lots of love, hon. I really do.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Hopefully we've helped her here, and I think she, you know, received the message.
I like her.
Malia?
I really do. Yeah, I really do like her,
honestly.
I've listened to her. I mean, I've listened to her for a while, but she's been given the same advice over and over and over, and sometimes people don't want to listen. And this other lady told her exactly even more. She's like, there's no reason why you're with this person. She said exactly what I said to her, the same thing I'm saying to her. But anyway, let's go on to the next caller. Area code 224-374, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hi, my name's Joe.
Joe?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Joe, I'm good. My question is there's an animal shelter that our city took our animals to that didn't report our city for obvious neglect and abuse towards the animals. I did post a couple of things about them on Facebook. The shelter found out. I took them off. Now they're trying to force me to sign a piece of paper, and they're taking me to court. What do you get?
Okay. Well, one, I actually see you winning in court, and two, if they try and get you on the, stuff that you put on your Facebook account, honey, we have the right to freedom of expression as well, as you know. So I don't even feel like they can really hold that against you. They're just intimidated by you. And you've got to show them that you're not going to be intimidated back.
Is there a law that you can't write anything? Is that what they're trying to take you to court for?
They're trying to say it was defamation of character, but I know all of this stuff is true.
Do you have documents?
No.
Okay. So they're trying to take you to civil court, am I assuming right?
Well, they're trying to, you know, they want me to sign this piece of paper that I won't talk about them anymore.
Well, you don't have to. Is that, you need to look at your rights in your state, and actually you just say the United States, the Constitution, and there's all the rights, and start studying your laws on that. Whatever they're suing you for, start studying your laws in your state and put that back in. So you got to start getting that knowledge right now.
Okay, yeah. So do you think I'll end up having to go to court, or I'll get out of this before that?
I think if you really come at them and you say, look, I have freedom of expression, and I'm able to express how I feel. Plus, if I'm posting on my personal Facebook account, I'm not going on your website and posting these things. I'm not doing this directly on your places on the web or out in the open on like the street corners. You just say, look, I've got freedom of expression. There's no way that you're going to be able to win this case against me for defamation of character.
Right.
And that's why knowledge is power. See, right now they can run all over you because you haven't taken the time out to learn all the laws. When you start educating yourself, knowledge is power. It makes you grounded, makes you powerful. And, you know, once you start fighting back and knowing your laws, they can't do nothing to you. So start getting on the Internet and learning.
Oh, yeah.
I did talk to a couple of attorneys, but it would cost me money, and they said don't sign anything.
No, you don't have
you
to
don't
do all that.
That.
Get on the Internet. Mm-hmm. You don't get on the Internet. Don't be scared. Don't allow that. You're in America, the only country that has freedom of speech. I'm from India. This is nothing to us. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, you got to get on your Internet. Be your best. The Google is your best friend, sweetie. That's how I learn. You want to learn about laws? You want to learn about freedom of speech? Do it. There's lots of articles. They can't tell you nothing. And correspond with that empowerment of knowledge that you're about to learn right now. And go ahead and send them a certified letter. Let them go take it to court. And if you don't put that vibration out there and get that knowledge, they're going to run all over you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a short intermission here. We're going to listen to some music from the CD Oneness by Zarina. Can now be found at zarina1.com. We're going to be listening to track one entitled Shryram. All right, Lolita, I'm putting myself on mute here. Okay, we are back from our short break. Lolita, are you still with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. All right, what do we have here on the switchboard? Any chat questions for us today?
Okay. No. We don't know where everyone's at, Serenity. So good intelligence asking me. She's like, where is everyone at? If you want to call in, come on and call in if you want. If not, you can ask your question on chat if so.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, while we are waiting for further questions and callers, we are going to make an announcement of a couple of specials we have today on our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. We are currently running until the end of this month specials on our hour reading, our 4-week subscription, and our 15-minute reading special. We have for the hour, you can get $19.95, a full hour, and that is a savings of 38% off of the original price of $31.95. You can also get for $29.95 a 4-week subscription with a reading each week for 4 weeks. That is $29.95, a savings of 35% off of the original price of $45.95. We also are offering a very good price here on 15-minute private reading at howpsychic.com. This special is for $5. It's the sale price. And you are saving 54% off of the original price of $10.95. Once more, that is for a 15-minute private reading with myself as well. So we have a lot of great specials on our website, and you spell that as how, H-O-W, psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, .com. All right, looks like we have another caller here, if we're going to bring them on.
I guess my chat is going really slow then because I must be off.
Okay,
go ahead. You're going to have to take it.
All right, I'll go ahead and take this one. We're going to bring you on by area code 607. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and your question.
Hello, my name is Sharla. I'm calling from New York.
Yes, Sharla.
There are so many questions I could ask. If I had to narrow it down to one, I would have to say, what do you see for my future since I'm sitting in a domestic violence shelter as we speak, and I moved from Montana following this guy to New York?
Oh, my. Okay, hon. Well, actually, I'm seeing you actually finally being able to get rid of this guy, okay? And
okay.
I'm feeling that you are going to be able to have a good, healthy life. And I'm feeling that this is going to kind of have a transitional point within the next 2 to 3 month time period, okay? You will probably even get on your feet within the next month, maybe month and a half. And that's when you should be doing quite a bit better. However, to fully get rid of this individual from your life, it does look like a transitional period of 2 to 3 months.
Okay, that sounds
about right. And I do not see you manifesting any more people in your life that are going to be quite abusive and stalkerish like this guy has been.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have
Bye.
A blessed day.
Blessed be. All right, well, marry me, marry Barton, marry me again. What a beautiful soul this one was. Unfortunately, she just got, stuck under a circumstance that wasn't such a good one. So let's send her light, love, and many blessings.
Yes. She lived all the way from Colorado to
New
York. Wow, or Montana. Wow.
Mm.
It's a long journey.
Yeah, well, the thing here is that I feel it's not just him. He's got a team of people, and there's a lot more behind it. But, sweetie, if you're still listening, please reach out to me privately through our website. Use advantage of the great deals we're offering, and I'll even give you a little extra time on me because I'm sure there's more behind this that I could help you with.
Yeah, definitely. Go into howpsychic.com and just email him. Or wow, that's what you're picking up.
Yeah.
Give him a call, or I'm going to type his number in. Just give him a call directly, and he'll go over everything. Is that cool with you, Adam?
Yeah.
All right, just did that. Yeah, you were picking up some things. Yeah, so you were definitely picking up some things. Yeah, that's what he's picking up, hon. So you know, that's why he's asking you to reach out, because you don't want everything on air.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we have a guest, 4968, that's listening, so I'm not really quite sure. Wow. And so if you have a guest, I mean, call in if you want to. If not, I don't know, it's your call. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm seeing all of this. This is all of the things that I'm picking up on here. Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's not go too deep into it on the chat room, hon, not to be rude. But I really feel this is stuff that needs to be taken care of privately, as this guy has also had ways of being able to find out what you're doing. I want to try and keep you as safe as possible. Okay. Wonderful. Yeah, well, for anybody listening out there, one of the greatest lessons that we've been trying to teach on the show this remaining time within the month is that separation itself is really an illusion. We are not separate from that of which is, you know, out there, such as the environment that we live in. The way we treat our environment is the way that we affect ourselves. The way that we treat others is the way that we treat ourselves. The way that we feel about others sometimes can be the way that we even feel about ourselves. And I'm quoting a method that's more brought to light on a massive movement through a book called Communication with God. This book was Communion with God. This book was written by a author, a very profound spiritual teacher in life, and this author's name is Dr. Wayne, I'm thinking Dr. Wayne Dower now, one of my faves, Neil Donald Walsh. And in this book, I listen to the audio tape version as I feel it really gets into the subconscious more that way, but one of the things that's mentioned is that separation is an illusion. It's created by man to give us a tool for our own ability to see ourselves as individuals and to progress forward as individuals in a way, but yet still as a collective group even. So that way we're able to have sort of a way of manifesting that of which we need individually for ourselves. But also being able to be connected to the ether, connected to every other life force out there, every inner energetic force. One of the messages behind this is that everything is energy. Nothing is ever completely destroyed. What happens when we destroy something? It just simply transforms. It transforms into another form of energy or another state of being. If we burn something, it turns to ashes, but those ashes are not gone completely. It's just now ashes, and those ashes still have nutrients. They can neutralize, give nutrients to the plants. They can you know, give those plants nutrients, which in turn the plants give animals nutrients. These are cycles of life, and we are all connected within this world. So we've got to really think before we go to any sort of dark activities about how are we going to be affecting others, our environment, and ourselves in turn by our actions. And this has always been something that you find in many spiritual cultures and religions, a rule of thumb is, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Or you also find within Wicca, you know, the law of three. We have in Wicca the law of three, which states that whatever you send back will come back to you, but times three, and will actually magnify. In Hinduism or in Buddhism, we have the laws of karma. And as you put out, it will return, you know. It's all about our perception as well. One of my greatest teachings here in life is, you know, reality really is and becomes perception. And we can gain back our own individual power, even though we are not separate from that ether. We can gain back our own visual, individual power by just simply shifting our train of thought, our way of thought, our perception. Wouldn't you agree, Lolita?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I am going to have to go. So you got this? There's nobody other callers.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And I did let Serenity know, so I have to give you some more information on that whole thing. So I will follow up with you in a few.
All right. Well, what we're going to go ahead and do, because we have very limited calls today, we're going to go ahead and just end the show early. So thank you, Lolita, for tuning in and co-hosting once more with me. And many blessings to everybody. Namaste and good night.
Thank you.